Our Heavenly and Almighty Father, we humbly come before you at this time. Father, we pray as that we have this meeting, Father, that we discuss your work, Father, that we do everything according to your will, Father. We pray, Father, that everything we do here is according to the plan you have given us. We pray, Father, that we, as we discuss the business of the congregation here, that we do so in a way that is pleasing to you. We pray, Father, that you guide and direct us, Father, in all these things. Pray all these things to your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. So, finances, this is the quarter-to-date number, so October through yesterday. And just to quickly point out, the reason that we're at negative is because we had the insurance, $14,814, come out. And then we also had our gospel meeting, which is an expense that we don't normally see. So that's why that is the case. Again, you know, if you have questions about that, let me know. The next thing I've got on the agenda, so Brother Jimmy Stevens is going to be preaching for us in May, our gospel meeting in May, and he wanted me to ask the men about a class his wife normally teaches. So Ann Stevens, she's a very capable teacher, and she likes to have a women's class when she is able to travel with Jimmy to his gospel meetings. And so I just wanted to ask y'all about that and think about, you know, when maybe would be the, you know, if we want to do that, when the best time would be to do that. What he mentioned when he talked to me, anyway, it was, yeah, sorry, I should have pulled it up earlier, didn't think about it until now. But he mentioned what she normally does is it's about a four-hour session and two hours. It's about the wives and women and their roles and things, and then the second part is specifically to the mothers and the raising children, that sort of thing. Yeah, which makes it kind of difficult because, you know, he mentioned a lot of times they'll do it on a Saturday, but we start our meeting on a Saturday. And she's flexible to, I mean, it doesn't have to be that. So I just wanted to ask y'all, first of all, is that something that you think would be good? And then if so, when would be the best time to have it? I was thinking, you know, we typically have the ladies' class on Wednesday mornings, so we could do it then. But also, a lot of our young mothers can't make it to that Wednesday class, and so having, you know, a Saturday morning session might be something that more of the women can make it to. But I don't know that it's best to have a whole 4-hour morning session on Saturday, since we're going to be here for worship Saturday evening as well to start the meeting. But what are y'all's thoughts on that?
I would say that Saturday morning would be optimal for my wife, but that I kind of let the ladies decide if they want to go through all of that, because it would make for a bit of a long day.
Good.
Well, what about having Wednesday at 10 be a 2-hour session for all the women, and like maybe 2 hours on Saturday morning
for the mothers?
Yeah, that's something we could do, is split it up like that as well.
The other possibility, depending on when they were planning on getting here, would be a Sunday afternoon, 2 hours on Wednesday.
True.
That would
work as possible.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah, think about that. Yeah. We're starting to get used to doing some stuff on Sunday afternoons anyway, so
that is something that I could, I mean, I think it's a good thing, and Sister Stevens has a very good reputation for doing it in this class, and they're kind of similar to what they've been set at her feet before. But we can also put it on Facebook that we've considered either the Saturday or the Sunday and the Wednesday as two sessions. And there's the possibility of doing a 4-hour session, but this is what it would entail, and let the ladies kind of weigh in on it.
Is he already planning to do a lesson on Wednesday morning?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
We always do, but that's very flexible. The only reason we stopped doing it was because of the COVID situation.
And then a third option would be 2 hours on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. But like Stan said, put the options out to the group and see who's available.
Okay. Well, we will get that out there and see what best works out, and I'll communicate that with Jimmy and let him know that'll work, and we'll look forward to doing that. Next thing on the list, a bigger TV. Somebody didn't mention that. That one up there, I believe, is 70 inches. And when we got it, that was about as big as you could go without getting significantly higher priced. But now they've got many that I've seen up to $90-$95, I think, for $1,500, something like that. And there's some that are close to that for even cheaper, you know, the 80 to 85 inches for $700-$800.
Are you sure you see 90 inches for $1,500?
I may be remembering wrong, but I thought I did.
Because you maybe can. Most of the 90 and above, $5,000, $10,000.
$85. Maybe I was, well, you know what? I might have been looking, it might have been a projection that I was looking at, a projector, and I didn't realize that. Now that I think about it, and it was projected at that big.
It was also mentioned the laser projection, but I've done a lot of research. I think you knew about that.
No.
The laser projection that was mentioned is still a little bit troublesome and problematic because of the it's better than the LCDs, and it certainly lasts a lot longer. And the short throw makes it better as far as brightness too. But and what I've read about it, it still doesn't compare to the.
I think keeping the TV. I think keeping the TV is fine. But are there any objections to upgrading the TV to a 80 to 85 inch model?
I think we should try it at least for the 85. I think that would be something.
Yeah, it should be about 50. Like I said, I'm pretty sure that's a 70, isn't it?
Well, it's better singing those. People's vision gets worse and they have to move forward and go to arena.
For the 55 inches?
There is one other possibility, but I just say it because I was thinking about it. I mentioned several others, so I'll bring it up. I don't know if it's the best thing to do. There are some objections to the TV being as high as it is. I was wanting to do it higher because of the camera, but we're able to pretty much do the camera good now. We're going to set up where it's going to work. But there was that possibility of moving the TV to the left and lowering it a little bit, be on the left side. I still see it from the right. If anybody thought that might be a good idea. My wife sits in the second row and she says that it's almost too high. She has to raise her head. But it's not that big of a thing, and you can scoot back if it hurts. I just wanted to know that we could move it if we felt like we could.
I know I came late. Can somebody sum up just the reasoning behind getting the bigger TV?
Just to see better for the people that struggle, you know. Some of us see fine, but others struggle a little bit more, and so the bigger TV just be that much easier. And again, that we've got that ability to go a decent step up in size than we were when we got it originally. I guess if as far as the moving it, I mean,
I'm not saying we should. I'm just, if anybody else had heard objections about the height.
I've never heard anything.
Has, maybe does.
No, I've heard some objections about it. People are meeting in the middle somewhere, right? Their vision is pushing them forward, and their necks are pushing them backwards. So I'm going to be in rows 5, 6, and 7.
That wouldn't hurt.
Got two more things. The next, building security is what I put on there. So it's been mentioned by several. A while back we made this our practice, but we've gotten out of the habit of it. And I think there are several that would be more comfortable if we start locking the doors again once services start. Of course that mainly falls on the ones that are doing lobby duty in the back, but locking those doors just because of the possibility of someone coming in that shouldn't be in here and having that that step between getting in the building and talking to somebody who's out there watching the back.
No, we stopped. I was still locking them when I was back there.
You were? Well, I said some have been, but not everybody has been. I think it somewhat depends on who's back there. But that was something that was mentioned. Does anybody have a problem with going back to that and making sure that, you know, whoever's doing the lobby duty in the back, make sure we keep those doors locked for security purposes?
Do remember as well that I open up the side door primarily for my mom and Aunt Tommy, because Aunt Tommy can't go far enough,
right.
So she comes in the side, so that will be locked during services as well.
Yeah.
Only caution to that is being vigilant to know if somebody approaches.
Right.
Because we want people in who we want in.
Right. Yeah. Certainly got to make sure we keep an eye on the door to let those in that are visiting or that come in a few minutes late. Okay. And then the last thing, the Mevo and iPad, and then I'll let you just talk about
that. Did we get the approval for the TV?
Yes, we did.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Right. I thought I said anybody objected.
I didn't know if anybody did about this. Okay, then I've got some good news and bad news. We talked about multicasting, which is something that I want to do badly because I think it will increase our presence on the internet. Well, it turns out that Vimeo and Mevo have been having a spat, and it's taken me 3 weeks of tech support, but I finally got to the point where Vimeo said, basically, if you're a new customer, you can't do that with Mevo. You can't buy a producer plan. And because we don't offer that. We only offer it to legacy customers, and it's a legacy deal. And Mevo still hasn't said, yeah, and they haven't changed their advertising on their site about it. So I've still got bones to pick with Mevo and trying to get into that. Anyway, so in order for us to multicast, what it basically says when you're using the Mevo camera like this, you've got to be able to have a service that will allow you to simulcast to a lot of different places at once, because otherwise you'll only be doing it to one place at a time. So I asked the Vimeo people, is there any way we can do it with your product, period, since you're not giving us that? So, yeah, you can sign up for this program. It's not $180 a year, but $680 a year. So, or $780 a year. So it's much more expensive. Now, there are a couple of other places. Like, there's a lot of churches use Restream. It turns out the way Vimeo does it, this is just for those who are technically savvy, there is what's called an RTMP stream, which is basically a way of doing it. That's what Vimeo said we would do with them. We would set up an RTMP stream with them, and then it streams to Vimeo, and the Vimeo sends it out. Instead of using all of the stuff that's set up proprietary on the Mevo camera. So I think with Restream or maybe some of these other sources, we could do the same thing, because we do have the ability to set up an RTMP stream directly from Mevo. That's what I was going to do with our church page. So if I can do like RTMP stream for Restream, I have to find out if they'll let me do that, because they've got proprietary stuff too, then we could maybe get something cheaper than that. So that's what it's come down to. And I also have that grievance against Mevo that I'm still pursuing, that you have advertised we could do this, and they're saying we can't. And you know, all they basically said was, well, your problem's with Vimeo, because it ought to be working. I don't even know if Mevo knows that they stopped it. To be honest, it's weird. Logitech is here who owns Mevo. Anyway, so I'm a little more into it, but I do want you to know that if we're going to do it right now, all I know is that we cost $765 a month paid annual to do it with Vimeo.
How much would Restream cost?
It's less than that, but I haven't really looked into that too much. It would be probably half that, I think. So what would it be, 30 something?
Well, does everybody agree that we do want to do that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And so I guess check in once you figure out the second one.
Okay, if I can, I'll look, because there's about to be other companies that do it. And Restream is being used by a lot of other churches. Not with Mevo, but with other things. If we can do it, they would probably be a good place to be able to. I just want to make sure that number was acceptable. It's still not a big number when we're talking about preaching the gospel in other places,
right.
But it's a lot more significant than 180 a year. Okay, well, I'll do my best. And I'm thinking that maybe just give it two or three weeks and work and see what I can find, and then first of the year be simulcasting, maybe the first worship of the year.
And then did you want to say something about the iPad and training people?
Oh, yeah. Everything's set up and working absolutely fantastic now with the new cameras. There's a thing, though, is that because the new camera does not have quite the wide angle, we really, if someone's going to be moving around on stage, we need a second camera, which we have. We don't need it for me, and don't need it for most of the people. Ian, if he's teaching a class or preaching, we may need it for him. So there are actually three apps now. One is called the Mevo app. One's called the Mevo Multicam app, so you can have two cameras on at once. And then the third one is called Mevo Multimic app, which means that for classes, for example, we could have extra microphones, which basically any phone that we have can be a microphone, can be scattered out in the class so that we can pick up comments. Or we could get old phones that we don't use anymore and plug them into the wall and put a mic on them and do that if we wanted to. So those are possibilities that I, again, don't want to get into. I want y'all to do it, whoever's willing to work through that. But we need to have some training. We need to have men who are willing to do the recording. You're willing to? Good for you. So I'd like more than just you. And Hightower is willing to, and even women can do this. It's not just men.
Even women can.
No, I'm serious. Even women, in the sense that you're not just sort of authority if you're a woman.
You're recording this.
You know what I meant? I told my kids in class today, if I mean it, you still have to accept it. Now, what I say, what I meant, is the concept of authority there. But anyway, it's something that others can do, but we do need to train on it. It's a very simple thing, but for example, the couple of you that have done it, I've kind of set it up first because I would like it to be that all I have to do, for example, or any teacher has to do if we're going to use slides in the app, is to email them to the Westside email address. And whoever's in charge will download them to the Mevo app and use it and know how to do that.
In PDF?
The PDFs. Yeah, PDF files is what they are. Basically, you save your PowerPoint as PDF, is what you do, or any other PDF I use. But that would allow everything to be done right away. And you'd also, whoever's doing it needs to make sure that the camera's turned off and the mics are turned off. It's a real simple process. If it's a Wednesday night,
stuff going.
Take it back to my office and plug it in so it'll be recharged for Sunday. If it's Sunday, just put it on my desk, the iPad. So it's not much to it, but y'all do need to do it. So that, and you need, when you have one person who's really, really, really good at it, so that whenever there's a problem, you go to them instead of me. You notice I want to get out of this. I've been long enough. But anyway, so if anybody's willing to, we need to know about when's a good time to set it up and watch training.
I think the better training might be to tell Ian to be still.
Well, but again, with gospel meetings, he has to. Yes, when he's telling a story, Toastmasters tells him, when you tell your story, you go off to the side and be more personal.
That applies to even outside of the pulpit, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the movement inside is okay. But, yeah, walking on either side of the pulpit. But the thing is, gospel preachers, some preachers will come in, that's their style too. And we do have, it's real simple, it's real simple to set up the second camera and just use the multicam app. And basically, if he walks out to the side, you hit one camera. If he moves back to the middle, you hit the other camera with the screen. So it's a simple thing to do.
Can we have a portable mic that would attach to it?
Yeah.
So, like, if the preacher is one who moves around a lot, he has a mic with him all the time?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what that and we're using right now is a lapel mic. I just have it taped down to the pulpit. But, the other thing is that, you know, eventually we were talking about doing with expensive stuff is getting the sound system through the PA mic to be recording through that. But that's really, you could do that, but I don't know how. I mean, if y'all wanted to do that, that would be fine. Somebody figure out how to do it. It would just basically still be a wireless situation plugged into the camera. The sound system too.
Right, so if you were willing and able to do that, get with Dad about training for it, and you know.
Boys, I mean, does y'all have an idea as to what would be a good time to do it? So we could kind of just in general, would a Sunday afternoon work okay, like we do with our studies? Just take 1 hour session or so on a Sunday. Okay, well I'll set a time up that'll be good and say, is this all right, everybody? If not, we can make a change and encourage the men to participate. And the women are interested, because women can do it.
All right.
Even women.
Not well, long.
That is all that I have on the agenda today. Does anybody have anything new that they need to bring up for today?
I don't I don't know if anybody else has issues with this, but it seemed like the audio coming from the auditorium was low today. And one of the things that gets me is when that front water cooler turns on. Oh. There is nothing to be heard.
Yeah.
And such. So I don't know. I know Josh would know if he were here, but either we need to look into fixing that speaker in the back or moving the cooler.
It's unfixable. That speaker in the back.
Yeah, I don't think the wire to it anymore.
Yeah, the wire is pretty much gone.
One thing I was thinking about doing for me is I like to be part of the class and stuff like you're talking about.
Yeah.
Was use our new camera. I was going to log on and maybe get a Bluetooth earpiece and have
through
that.
Your phone?
Yeah, and just do it through my phone. It might be a little delayed, but I could still hear
it. About 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah, but as long as you close the doors and don't hear
right.
Both.
Because we're live streaming and everything, so you can see it by live stream. The other thing that we can do is that we'll be simulcasting to YouTube. And we can simulcast we can have a TV set up on the wall, a smaller TV set up on the wall for just $100 or $200 and have the preaching, not the worship. See, just that's the one thing, the drawback about that is that it's all just right now the preaching and the minutes, the worship.
Preaching.
Last time I knew that that speaker system is not salvageable. If we wanted to get a new one, we would have to do it.
Yeah, and then you'd have to run wires and everything too.
I don't think the wires.
About to have an
that's the thing.
The wiring. Yeah, that's
probably not a good idea. I'll be willing to
trade my. Does anybody else have anything?
We put the 7 in the nursery. Make a smaller one.
How big for the nursery?
How big is the nursery?
It's about 40.
Yeah,
I think.
Like a 36. Or,
oh, that's still pretty big.
Yeah, it's.
Well, I appreciate it, guys.